Harvey's Party Rental. We have everything you need for birthdays,
monkeys,
wedding,
llamas,
funeral,
maracas,
bris,
bounce house,
graduation,
pinatas,
bar mitzvah,
chainsaws,
quinceanera,
pony rides,
anniversary,
monster trucks,
proposal,
mud pits,
retirement,
clowns,
promotion,
puppet shows,
bat mitzvah,
jugglers,
baby shower,
juggalos,
prom,
lions,
Christmas parties,
balloons,
Harvey's. We've got it all.
More monkeys.
Ooh, my little hungry one. Hungry one, open up a package of my bologna. Ooh, I think the toast is done. The toast is done. Top it with a little of my bologna.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I still don't know what to say. How'd you say that?
I thought you already did the woo. What happened to the woo?
Oh, did I always do a woo?
You've always done a woo.
Okay, try it again.
Oh, man. Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, cool. Oh, that all's going in, by the way. All right, so my bologna. I almost want to say like the first real song we've done in a way. Like the first, definitely one of the top popular ones.
Yeah.
The first of the top 20.
Is it the first parody we've done? Is that what you mean?
Depends. Twister kind of
was. No, that's not a parody. No.
It's like direct parody.
Yeah, so this is the first direct parody we've reviewed.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's right. Cool. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about then. Yeah. Direct parody. This is the big time.
This is it.
This is the big time. And in some ways, it's so appropriate to start with this one because so did Weird Al.
Yes, he did.
All right, so most of us know this from his album, Weird Al Yankovic, from 1983. Yep. However, it was a single on Capitol Records in 1979.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. It took a while.
Yep, and that's the one that he recorded in the school cafeteria and sent to Dr. Demento.
In the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, bathroom, sorry. Yes. Yeah, the bathroom across the hall.
Across from the cafeteria. Well, no, across from his dorm. Yeah.
I thought it was the radio show, though. Wasn't he doing a radio show?
That's right, not his dorm. That's right. It was across the hall from the studio.
WCPR.
Oh, yeah.
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 I know this stuff.
Wow.
For some reason.
San Luis Obispo. Obispo? Yeah. I never pronounce that right.
Obispo? Obispo?
Yeah. Abysmal, no. Yes. San Luis Obispo.
I'm sure
I believe
that.
It's Obispo. Yes. Anyways.
Yes.
California.
Yeah, totally. He worked there. He had a show called The Weird Al Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he talks about going to the bathroom because it had the best acoustics
exactly.
that he could afford at the time.
Well,
and
you're free.
Like, okay. And, well, I mean, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, people love to sing in the shower, and it's almost the same sort of thing, so it makes sense. It's a little, like, he has all these pictures, like, of him next to, like, the commode, like, the urinal,
uh-huh.
and you're just like, oh, I'm not super germophobic, and I guess you could clean it, but it's weird.
Well, he's Weird Al, so it was perfect.
There you go.
Singing in a bathroom. That's a great origin story for him. You know, like, it's great. I think it's part of his lore. He recorded his first big songs in a bathroom in the college across from his, you know, the studio, and that's where it came from. I think it's amazing. I love it.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect in his sort of DIY punky kind of, like, do-it-yourself. I mean, that's what DIY stands for, I guess.
Exactly.
But, like, you know, like, there's this cool punk essence of Weird Al, where he's like, I got this instrument nobody else plays. I'm doing these weird songs.
I've never thought of it as punk, but yeah.
Like, do your own thing,
nonconformist.
Yeah, punk in that way. Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Punk
never thought
like
of that.
Outside the system, sort of that, like, an indie. Like,
yes.
Punk sort of was like an indie kind of thing. And so it's that kind of thing. Like, it's wonderful. The story goes that he did this song, he sent it to Dr. Demento. I think I saw a letter where the reps from Capitol that had the Knack on were like, hey, send us a copy of that. We want to give it to the Knack wants to hear it.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. So they sent him that. So the Knack play a concert at Weird Al's college, right? And he goes up and he's like, hey, I'm Weird Al. I'm Weird Al. And they're like, yeah, the dude who plays the accordion and like sings our song. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, this is awesome. And he's talking to the lead singer, Doug Fienger.
Sounds good to me.
And the Rupert Perry, who was from Capitol Records, was right behind him. And Rupert's like, hey, I mean, not Rupert, but Doug's like, hey, Rupert, you should give him a record deal. And he's like, okay. And so that's how he got the single made.
Wow.
Was because the guy from the Knack was like, oh, you should do this. And they're like, okay. Now, it's interesting because they didn't sign him to like any kind of real contract or anything,
right,
which is really interesting when we later get it and talk about his Scotty Brothers contract, which is insane.
Yeah.
But like when they did, they're like, oh, we'll make that one stupid song. It doesn't matter. And then we'll go on.
Doug said, make a song, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, at the time, the Knack were pretty big. And so they were probably like, hey, well, if this guy likes it, we might as well do something about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. They probably figured it would help promote the Knack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And for a lot, it usually does. Like, think I want to say there's definitely an uptick in a lot of people's songs after hearing the Weird Al song. They go out and buy it.
Not so much then, but now for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Interesting. Capitol Records paid Weird Al $500 for the song.
Wow.
When he re-recorded it or needed to use it on the album,
yeah,
he had to buy it back for $1,000.
Oh, boo. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Boo, record industry.
Also on the Ultimate Video Collection, there's a video of him playing the song with Randy Corden live from school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from his college. So, the song.
The
what
song,
is your
yes.
experience with the song? What is?
Well, I don't think it was one of the first ones I heard. I'm kind of fuzzy because, you know, I was young. Weird Al was on the radio and everything, but I don't think I caught him before 82.
I'm trying to think of the first one I've heard. I want to say I was aware of this early.
Yeah.
And I know that I will listen to Dr. Demento a little bit, like very little, but just a little bit. And it probably was on like one of his like, not flashbacks, but like, you know, he was playing it 10 years later kind of thing.
Yeah. I think Another One Rides the Bus, the first one I really heard.
Okay.
My Bologna somewhat after that, but I don't think it was when it first hit. I think I heard him around 82 or 83. Well, that is actually when his first album
came out. Well, it came out when I was one, so I couldn't really.
I was a little bit older than you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I remember hearing him 83, 84, pretty much when Weird Al, you know, first really hit with Eat It. Shortly before, because when Eat It hit, I knew who he was, but it hadn't been very long.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I had listened, a friend of mine let me listen to some of his tapes, and I know I heard Another One Rides the Bus. My Bologna, I think I didn't hear until after Eat It came out.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Because I almost want to say Off Deep End was my first album.
Okay.
So it was a while, like, but I knew of him. I just didn't, but I don't know how, like, I can't remember much beyond that.
Yeah. I have older brothers, so I kind of got through them and some friends around the neighborhood. But I think once Eat It came out, I went and listened to all his older stuff. I got his first three albums right away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or two. Cool. I'm sorry. Two albums immediately. So, and yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever owned the first couple albums. Technically.
I had them on tape, obviously.
Well, yeah,
albums,
yeah.
But yeah, I've had all of them.
Oh, wow. So. Because there's a lot of songs on the first couple albums that I actually haven't even heard.
Wow.
Like coming into this, I was like, the Twister, for instance. Yeah. I'd never heard the Twister song before.
Right.
So fun song. This is a fun song. It's straightforward. It's not complicated. I mean, like, it's all for me. It's all literally centered around rhyming with Oscar Mayer, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and
Bologna. Yeah.
And Bologna with the parody kind of thing.
Right.
But like that's the rhyme. It's all sort of, it's the last real rhyme in a verse. And it's just, it's clearly he knows the best setup line that he has. So it's all sort of focused on that entire thing.
Right. The original song isn't very, you know, deep and complicated either. So I think that may be kind of what he's playing off of.
It's also early Weird Al. It's Weird Al. Like, I don't think he was really going into, like, this is definitely one of the beginning of is just sort of like
something funny.
This is funny. It's kind of, it sounds similar. It's funny
about
to me.
Food.
It's about food.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who doesn't like bologna? And that's just a weird way of saying bologna.
And he has actually said that he used to call it bologna, but because of the song, he now calls it bologna.
Nice.
Yeah.
And not many people call it bologna. It's a regional thing. Like people say pop and soda. It's where you're from. I grew up calling it pop. I changed when I moved here.
You're weird.
I am. Well, my parents are from, you know, Michigan area, so they call it pop, so I grew up calling it pop. Anyways, I think Bologna is the same way. I've always liked this. I've never been one of my favorites. I enjoy it. It's old school, nostalgic.
I think I like the story around it and the fact that of what we're it was the beginning of Weird Al,
exactly.
And so I appreciate that, but I don't necessarily, it's not, yeah, exactly.
We wouldn't have Weird Al if not for this song.
Exactly.
So there it is.
So it needed to happen, kind
of course.
And it's good. It's not bad.
It's a fantastic start.
Solid.
Yeah.
It's very, well, it's solid, but not genius yet.
It's the concrete slab at the base of Weird Al's tower.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. It's a foundation to build upon.
Exactly.
Exactly. So yeah, good. Little bit of vomit talk, you know. So
some favorite lyrics. Weird.
No, oh, yeah. Let's go to favorite lyrics, and then maybe we'll talk about more if we need all to. Right. What's yours?
Now that you've said that, the vomit line.
Okay.
It's so much. Now I can't think of it. You messed me up with the whole vomit talk. It's in the never going to stop. Eat it up.
Never going to stop. Eat it up. Such a tasty little snack that I was touching.
Always eat too much and throw up. That was my favorite line. You messed it up when you said the word vomit. Like, uh-huh. I was like, no, it's throw up. Throw up, not vomit. Eat some. Yeah, that was my favorite line, the throw up line. Because, you know, you go back to being an 8-year-old kid, you hear a song about bologna and throwing up. You eat so much. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny. Yeah, exactly. And that's what, like what we were talking about. Maybe this is a good song to start with as kids. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I just love it. I always like that. I always eat too much and throw up. Like, yeah, throw up. Woohoo. I love this guy. He speaks to me. that was always my favorite line of the song.
My couplet is the one that I kind of talked about. It's the focus of the entire show. Walking down the shopping aisles, filling up my basket with Oscar Mayer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the rhyme for that?
Bologna buyer.
There you go. Bologna buyer. I'm the city's biggest bologna buyer.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't think of it for some reason.
No, it's cool. So I like it. I mean, it's the Knack song is a fun thing. So you get to go, mama, 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 like that kind of stuff. Like there's a lot of weird wackinesses like that, which I think add to the song. If it was a more ballad, straightforward thing, there's just enough of every little tiny thing that it makes this song a thing. Like any of those it's going to be weird, but like instead of being like a 5 on two parts of like funniness and then like 0 on the rest, this is like a 1, but on everything.
Okay.
Or 2 sort of, like, you know what I mean? Like it's kind of a funny subject. It's kind of the parodiness is still kind of new. That's kind of cool. The song that he's parodying has a good rhythm and a nice tempo and a catchy thing. He's written okay lyrics to it,
right?
They do sort of sound like the original lyrics, you know, like all those little things. It's young,
exactly. It's not solid, it's not perfect, it doesn't have his perfection that he got to later, but it's a great start. It got his foot in the door, and there you go. So I guess we're going on to ratings.
Yeah, ratings.
All right, so 1 to 5 accordions or Oscar Mayer wieners.
Well, no. Yeah, Oscar Mayer.
One to five Oscars.
Oscars. Okay, yeah. Oscars. Oscars. Good. Weird Al will finally get some Oscars.
There you go. 1 to 5 Oscars. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give this a 2.
A 2.
I mean, it's a good base. It's not fantastic. It's not horror. I mean, it's what it is. Yes, it gave us Weird Al. It's his beginning. So you got to start low and build from there.
I'm doing 2.5. Right. I can't go that far with something like this. Like, I mean, like, and it's hard. It's hard.
It is tough.
Like, well, you can't have Weird Al without him.
True.
But how much does that... Like how much?
But this isn't a scale to everybody. This is a Weird Al scale. So he doesn't go that low. So I'm not comparing him to the great Luke Skye or anything like this.
That's interesting.
This is not compared to anything. But this is comparing to him out of his. That's how I'm seeing this. We're scaling him against all the rest of his catalog.
Oh,
what are you scaling?
I don't know. I'm just in terms of like goodness.
Well,
like,
I guess the goodness scale. He's what the goodness comes from. So compared to all of his stuff. You rank all of his stuff from 1 to 5, so I'm not comparing it with anything else for him.
Okay, so I would have to rate something. Actually, some of his songs should be 1s in my mind.
Exactly. So there's gonna. I said that
I might have to redo the whole.
Oh man, that's where I'm thinking. I said previously, there's gonna be some that I'm gonna go 1 or maybe close to a 1. So I'm gonna put this 1 at 2. Yeah, I could maybe go 2.5, but I'm gonna stick with 2.
2. Okay, I'm doing 2.5.
Okay.
Cool. Well. That's the end of that podcast.
We're figuring this out as we go.
Yeah, exactly. It's only song, 8, 9 now?
Something like that.
So you can always get a hold of us on our hotline. That's 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-93473. Or you can email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com. Or you can go to our Twitter, which is Wendell Yankovic with 1 L.
That's right. Wendell Yankovic.
Yep.
So misspell his last name.
Misspell it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Get in touch with us. Tell us what you think. If you're listening to it us on iTunes, rate us. Send a message through iTunes. We'll look at them and we want a little bit of feedback from the audience. So
for
we can
sure.
Be like, hey, this is Joe from Montana's favorite Weird Al song or something like
there
that.
There you go. Yeah. Let us know what you're thinking, what your favorites are, and maybe we'll get to you later.
Awesome.
Well. that's all we got for today, right?
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye.
My Bologna. My Bologna.